Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. This week's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for July 31st, 2017. In today's news, Phoenix Modular Elevator has named a new inside sales manager, record-breaking towers are planned in Israel, and a woman was hurt in an escalator fall at an Ohio airport.
Phoenix Modular Elevator, headquartered in Mount Vernon, Illinois, has hired Kelly Schloss as inside sales manager, serving as the primary contact and account manager for architects, general contractors, and builders. She is also providing quotes and customer service. Schloss earned an MA in English from Western Illinois University in Macomb, Illinois, and has spent her career in education and customer service. Phoenix Modular Elevator said her experience and communication skills will be an asset to the company as it undergoes continued growth.
Ramat Gan and Tel Aviv, Israel, have record-breaking towers in the works, including a 111-floor, 444-meter-tall office building in Ramat Gan near the Diamond Exchange that will be the tallest in Israel, Globes reports, crediting Yediot Aharonot. Designed by Israeli architect Avner Yashar, the Ramat Gan plan also includes a 77-floor high-rise, with the buildings together boasting 400,000 square meters of space. Ramat Gan officials okayed the scheme 3 months after the Tel Aviv Planning and Building Committee increased the approved height for the Between the Cities project, located several hundred meters south of the proposed Ramat Gan Tower. The new plan takes the Tel Aviv building from 75 to 100 floors. The moves reflect a decades-old friendly rivalry between the cities. Ramat Gan has Israel's tallest building, the 68-story, 233-meter-tall Moshe Aviv Tower. That is soon to be surpassed, however, by Tel Aviv's 73-story, 238-meter-tall Sarona Azrieli.
A 70-year-old woman suffered lacerations to her leg as a result of falling down an escalator at the Dayton International Airport in Ohio on July 24th, Dayton Daily News reports. After falling most of the length of the down escalator, she was treated by airport staff, then transported to a local hospital. The newspaper notes escalator-related accidents are rare in Southwest Ohio, with one of the last incidents reported in December 2015 involving a theft suspect jumping from an escalator while attempting to run from the police.
For more industry-related information, visit ElevatorWorld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@ElevatorWorld.com.